Ave Maria, this is Friar Roderick here for airmaria.com, and we're in Providence, Rhode Island, in St. Patrick's Parish. We have a very special guest here, Father Paul Cech. How are you doing, Father?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
It's very good to have you here, talk to you.
Thank you.
You have a very interesting apostolate called Courage.
Courage, yes. Courage is the Catholic Church's apostolate to men and women with same-sex attraction. And commonly misunderstood that the only thing that the church offers to men and women with this particular difficulty is the word no.
Right.
But indeed, there's much more
right.
that the church offers to them.
So it's really kind of complex. You have a world that has to teach a lot of new concepts about homosexuality to the world as far as the morality of that, but also
yes.
explaining the misconceptions regarding the church's teachings.
Indeed, indeed. It's unfortunate that many people think that the church condemns this group of people outright and says that they are only destined for hell and so on, and of course that's very far from the truth.
And that's a very negative approach.
It is, indeed, where the church's approach to all of her children is the same.
Right.
Children of God, redeemed in Christ, working out their salvation.
Right, unconditional love.
Indeed, indeed.
So your message here was very positive, and you had also very, I'd say, easy to understand. You referred to what you called pizza love.
Pizza love, yeah. Well, it's a way for the young people to try to understand something that is already in their hearts.
Right.
They know they want to be loved for who they are and not for what they can do.
Right.
And so then it's a short step, I think, from that to say, if that's the way you know you want to be loved,
right.
that's the way you have to love someone else.
Right.
See?
So that's another interesting point about the positive side of your message, that you're saying that it's not genetic and it's not something that's built into us, which is considered almost
a dogma.
Dogma,
yeah.
And therefore a negative to go against that. But you're making that into a positive.
Right. That's right.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take the argument from design, let's
right.
call it, and this is the argument that Jesus used.
Right.
It was not always thus that Moses allowed divorce, but rather let's go back to the beginning. What did God intend?
Right.
One man, one woman, faithful, generous, permanent, exclusive, and this is the way to joy. This is the way to life. And anything that fails that test
right.
is going to be something that produces unhappiness.
Unhappiness, right.
Right. And this is not just, and so the church doesn't have two standards, one for heterosexuals and then for homosexual activity. There's one standard.
Right.
And so there are many things that would fall outside that standard. Do you want me to list them?
Sure, yeah. Just
contraception.
Right.
Fornication,
right.
masturbation, tubal ligation, vasectomy, adultery, in vitro fertilization, artificial insemination, pornography, lust,
right.
all of these things, they all fail that one standard, that one design,
right.
which is God's wisdom for human intimacy and sexual love.
And this is basically saying that we can change that. And you're saying it's not part of our design that any one person is a homosexual or not, and that therefore they can change.
Well, the word change has to be approached
sure.
with great care. From
right.
the standpoint of the Courage Apostolate, the change that we try to assist people with is a change from promiscuity to interior chastity,
okay.
chastity of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that someone can go through what is commonly called reparative therapy? Those kinds of options are available and should be studied.
Right.
But that's not one of the particular goals of Courage. But underneath all of this is the question of the complementarity of the sexes
right.
and whether there is some design discernible in nature for human love.
Right.
And that was my point to the kids about the fact that we're blessedly incomplete. The one
right.
vital life function that my body cannot perform on its own is to reproduce.
Right.
I need someone else.
Right.
That tells me something about who I am in relationship to someone else
right.
and the gift of sexual love.
Well, you're bringing this point of whether the attraction can be cured, but really there's also no aspect of whether you can have the attraction and then resist it.
That's true.
And
because God's grace is always available to us so that we can persevere in virtue.
Right.
And so this is what we're principally working with. To help people know that chaste heart is something that they can have, and a chaste heart is a peaceful heart and a generous heart, and of course that's what they're made for. Everyone.
Right. Yeah. That's very beautiful, yeah. very positive.
I hope so.
And so this is a young crowd today. Do you do talk to other crowds as
well? The first audience that Courage hopes to address are priests. So part of my work is traveling around and speaking to groups of priests, and then the next group after that are seminarians. So I'm frequently either in seminaries or trying to arrange to speak to seminarians, because both the priest and future priests, they're the ones who are on the front lines of this.
Right.
They're hearing confessions. They're receiving phone calls. Parents are stopping them saying, I have this concern about my son or daughter. And we need to equip them with some vocabulary and some understanding about the nature of same-sex attraction and the church's response to it.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned that this is getting into this, the very importance of this today, is that the culture has changed so much.
Oh, yes.
And that's really much, very much against the Catholic morality and this natural morality that you're talking about.
Yes, it is. And we can see the effects and the consequences of promiscuity everywhere. Yeah. Broken hearts, sexually transmitted diseases, divorces, abandoned spouses, all kinds of terrible things. Right. So reasoning back from bad fruit to bad tree is not too difficult. But I still think the strongest arguments are the arguments from design.
Right.
We know what we're made for.
Right.
And sometimes we just have to have that held up so we can look at it a little bit more plainly.
Right. Made for beautiful things.
That's right. Generosity, unconditional love, fidelity, permanence.
Right. And almost all the deviations from that is really getting into a selfish realm, which is very...
Exactly. And that's why the church is consistent and coherent in herself, in her teaching.
Great.
Yeah.
Good. Well, this is very good, Father. It's a very important mission, and I admire you when you're... And you're taking on this great task, and but you're the national director of the
yes,
group.
Yes, that's right. And
our
apostolate is now international. We're overseas, and thanks be to God that the church offers much more to men and women with same-sex attraction and their families than the word no.
Right.
And so that's our work to do.
Great.
Yeah.
Very good, Father. It's very good to talk to you.
God bless you. Thank you very much, and God bless you and your apostolate.
Thank you, Father. Maria, this is Friar Roderick for AirMaria.com.